Number one in the street, Streets 94.5. Who's on the line?
Hello, my name is Niecy.
Hey, Niecy, good morning.
Hey, I was calling for, it's not really a second date, but it's I need an update.
Wow. Okay, oh. What's going on?
Is it a previous second date update?
No. It's a little situation, and I was trying to see if you guys could just kind of help me out.
What's going on with you, Niecy?
Well, my mom passed 3 months ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Thank you. But at the time she died, she was dating this woman named Deborah, and in her will it stated that she left her girlfriend in charge of disbursing her financial gain for my children.
So what happened? What's wrong? What's wrong, Niecy?
You know, this happened 3 months ago, and, you know, me and my sisters, my mom had 4 kids, and me and my sisters all have been calling, we've been emailing, and we haven't got an answer yet, and we're just trying to figure out, you know, like, what's the situation, or
wow,
if we're ever going to get our money.
Her girlfriend has a hold of the estate?
Yes, and she won't answer the phone, she won't answer emails.
Wow.
She's never home.
When last time y'all seen Deborah? The mother's girlfriend?
The day of the funeral.
Wow.
The day of the funeral. What did she say when you spoke to her on that day?
You know, she was sorry for my loss. And, I mean, she really didn't say too much. It was, you know, we were all sad and we were all crying. So we were all just trying to comfort each other.
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Constance.
Okay, so while Constance was still alive, what was the relationship between your sisters and Deborah?
Well, I know for my sisters, they really did take a liking to her because I don't think they ever, you know, accepted the fact that our mom was gay.
And how long had your mom been gay?
It's been over 50 years.
Oh, ooh.
Okay.
And she ain't gave y'all a dime?
Okay, so wait. Obviously, so you guys were not close. I think maybe we should just get Deborah on the phone and ask her, you know, what's been going on? How come she's taking so long getting back to you guys? All right, let's get Deborah on the phone. Oh, Lord, when we get Deborah, yeah, this is a real, listen, I'm sure all families go through this, man. It's when someone passes away, it is a real fight, especially if you're not specific, you know, and families always, for some reason, seem to break apart when it's time to disperse money.
You don't get the kids, nothing. Mm-mm-mm. I'm glad my mom got a boyfriend.
But that was a girlfriend. It don't matter.
I mean, my mom got a husband.
Oh, a husband.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Can I speak with Deborah?
This is she. Matt was calling.
Yes, the Streets Morning Takeover from Streets 94.5 FM, girl. We have a feature on our show, and someone is looking for you. You have some time to speak with us this morning?
About what? What y'all want to talk to me about?
Oh, Lord. Well, we got a call from somebody.
So first and foremost, we want to offer our condolences to you.
Truly.
For your mate. Sorry that you lost your mate, Miss Constance. Miss Constance's daughters have been trying to contact you.
I know. I've been sending them to voicemail. I know they've been trying to contact me.
Okay. So that's sort of what we're calling you about. Niecy in particular. Niecy called us to try to reach out to you a little bit better because, like you said, you've been sending them to voicemail. Any particular reason why?
Because these little greedy ass kids, they calling me asking me about money. Ain't none of them been concerned about their mama when she was sick, coming to see her, visit her, or anything. None of them were concerned about her. But now, all of a sudden, everybody want to reach out and ask me when I'm going to give them some money. They didn't even call to consult me or anything.
Okay.
Only thing they worried about is money.
Whoa. Okay, so we do have Niecy on the phone. That's her coming in. You weren't supposed to speak just yet, but since you are on the phone, I guess say your piece, Niecy.
Okay, first of all, it's all a lie. I have been talking to my mom the whole time she was sick. Just because my mom has different situations with my sister doesn't mean all of us are in the same boat. And just because she don't tell you everything,
Niecy, you were not there. Who was cleaning her butt? Who was there? And guess who paid for the policy? I did.
If you're the one that's right by her side. I live in a whole different state, but I have been checking on my mom. Anywho, we want to figure out, are you going to disperse the money because I have to pay out my mom?
Absolutely not. You got to pay out your car the same way you were paying it off when your mama was alive. I paid for that policy. And I'm not giving y'all
Ladies, if we can just, you know, give yourselves a moment to hear each other because you can't hear if you're both talking. You know, I hear one side where Deborah feels that the daughters weren't there for the mother, and I hear the other side where Niecy says, yeah, we were. You know, we've been in our mom's life, you know, longer than you have been, and we have a certain relationship with our parents.
Well, then they should have bought a policy because I paid for that one. I paid for the one that secured her funeral and that took care of her. I paid for that. None of them contributed anything to their mother's well-being. Even Niecy, a call every now and then, thank you so much. But you didn't contribute. You didn't help.
Okay,
didn't
so Deborah, I was told by Niecy that in the will it did say that dispersed amongst my children. Does it say that?
I mean, she have a will, but she didn't have anything to leave. The policy I paid for, so that was mine. She didn't have a right to disperse that to anyone.
Even though the policy was in her name and not yours, even if you were the person paying on it?
I was the person that took the policy out. The policy was in both our names. My name is on it and her name was on it. Neither of her kids' names were on the policy.
Wow.
So she didn't have any, like, liquid assets to...
No, she did not. I took care of her.
Well, I mean, honestly, this seems like a legal matter. There's not much that we can do except for give you this platform, which we have. Niecy, do you have anything else you want to say to Deborah?
I just feel like everything, she's upset because we weren't close with her. We don't have to be close with her. As long as we talk to our mom, that's all that matters. And in her will, it states that she does have to disperse it. So, you know, I'm going to take her to court. You can't get mad because
do what you got to do.
We don't really care about her. It wasn't about her. It's always about our mom.
And wow. Well, do what you got
to
do.
About her until 5 years later after they started dating. That should have been discussed with our mom.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely. I hear both of you guys.
She will be dispersing all of the liquid assets money.
We hear you.
In her will. And my mom's dying wish was to disperse her money amongst her children.
Okay, so again, ladies, this is definitely something that we have absolutely no control over. This has been going on for some time. We can tell. And
it's
all we can
okay.
do
She'll
is pray. You know,
I
just want you ladies to remember that a life was lost, and it would be a terrible thing to allow this name to continue to be living amongst arguments. So hopefully you guys can, you know, handle it outside of the courts. But if it comes to it, I wish you both the best. Atlanta, you already know what time it is. Call us. Tell us what you think. You heard it. 404-352-0945. Keep it where you got it. Number one in the streets for Streets 94.5.